Good morning and welcome to Car Thoughts with David. I am your host, as always, David Calvert. And thank you guys so, so much for listening, for taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. Thank you guys. It means so much. And the show is growing so huge. And, I mean, it's you guys. You guys are the show growth, you know. That's what it's all about, you know. And I'm so stoked to be sharing this journey with you. For bringing you these being able to bring you these interviews and all of this, you know, it's a learning process, you know, and that's kind of what I'm going to be talking about today is focus, because, you know, I had this goal. I was going to write 4 books in 2019. Well, turns out so far I've written 8 books. I've got one that I'm writing right now that I'm co-writing with a good friend. And I've got 2 more that I'm planning to write. So by the end of 2019, if everything stays as it is, I will have written 11 books this year. So I've kind of smashed that goal and started thinking, like, what do I really need to do for the rest of 2019? What's something really good that I can focus on? And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I need to focus on focus. I kind of took a shotgun approach to all of this last year. Just like, I'm just going to throw as much out there as I can and hope to hit something. This year, I need to really take my social media accounts and think about what I'm going to be doing with them, how I'm going to be using them. You know, just to give you an example, and I'm not talking about like, oh, well, you know, should I still use Twitter or whatever, things like that. I have 4 Instagram accounts, 3 Twitter accounts, Facebook. I did actually have 2 Facebook accounts. I just shut it down to 1 because I was just getting bombarded with fake accounts from Africa and Russia. Just like I was getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of friend requests every day. So I had to find just shut that extra one down that I was using to kind of manage some of the stuff. Yeah, I've got Reddit, I've got Blogger, I've got a Tumblr account, I've got, you know, 3 LinkedIn accounts. And the reason I have 3 LinkedIn accounts is literally, for some reason, well, the one I created for Dual Podcasts just to kind of advertise podcasts, so that's the reason that second one exists. The third one, I was trying to create a group for my upcoming science fiction novel, which I hope will be out by the end of January, first week of February, you know, where there would be a LinkedIn group for it. And for whatever reason, I could not create it under my account. I could not create it under the Dual Podcast account. So it's like, okay, there's got to be something wrong here. So I made like a third, like, fake LinkedIn account. Just like, okay, let's see if this works, because I don't know what else to try. I've literally done every, when the error messages would pop up on why it wouldn't let me create the account, I would do everything that it was kind of suggesting, and it still wouldn't work. And I was like, okay, well, what's next? So I didn't really know, and I was like, okay, well, and I tried, made the extra account, created the group, and no problems whatsoever, which makes zero sense, because I then created another group for LinkedIn Local Charlotte, and it let me create it no problem. Aside from the fact that you can't use the word linked anywhere in the group description or group title, so I just had to call it Local Charlotte, which is fine. You know, I'm not trying to steal anything from LinkedIn itself. I just want to make a group where I could have the people who attend the LinkedIn Local Charlotte, where they could get, like, news instead of having to hope that they see it in the feeds. And then be like, gosh, I hate that I missed the event because it didn't hit my feeds and I didn't see it. So, you know, I made a group for that. And, of course, LinkedIn, from what I understand, they are working on, I guess, kind of providing more stuff that we can use to make the events, you know, so they are, you know, and local, you know, to provide some more stuff that we can actually use in that as well. So, you know, more to come on that, I'm sure. I'll probably share that information, especially if you're interested in, you know, becoming a host of a LinkedIn local in your area if there's not one already, and you like the idea of doing it, or you want to find one in your area. There is a website called LinkedIn Locally, which is LinkedIn Locally. So, it used to be like Local X or something like that. But anyway, there is a site where you can find all the events posted throughout all the world. But it's up to each person to go to the website and maintain that. So, like, for instance, for my events, I have to go there and add them myself. So, not a lot of events get posted because people don't think to go there and post them. Yeah, because you're creating everything, you have to kind of create as you go. There's no, like, centralized thing for it. So you've got to go to Eventbrite to make your event. You've got to go to LinkedIn and post the event on LinkedIn and share it with people. You've got to go to all these different places to put it together. And sometimes you forget to post it on that site. So trust me, I totally understand. And actually, I just recently got access to the site myself. So I was just able to post this particular event, I think last week or the week before last. So, but yes, so yeah. Needless to say, based on what you guys have just heard, if you think I've got a problem with focusing and really drilling down to what I'm doing, you're absolutely 100% correct. the Instagram accounts. Yeah, I've got my personal Instagram account, which I share pictures from occasionally when I take photos. I've got one for the podcast, and I've got the LinkedIn Local Instagram account, which I'm probably going to give that login to my other co-hosts as well, so that they can log in. So, well, if they take, you know, pictures, and I'm going to try to get them to take plenty of pictures of the event, they'll be able to upload them directly to and put in their little descriptions of how they want it written and stuff, because I don't want to be the only person, like, publishing to that. Yeah, because it's a team group effort. Though for the people who are wanting to send me photos, you know, I have, like, my number, like, hey, text me the photos. So I can share them on the group page. So there is that. I'm going to try and encourage more interactivity. And you know, because it's one thing to just show up and chat with people, but I want to get people involved and maybe chat with people they might not normally chat with. And really build the community spirit. So, you know, I'm trying to get people to do activities. You know, like, hey, go talk to someone you don't know and take a selfie with them. And then share it on LinkedIn or send it to me and I'll share it on the Instagram page, things like that. So, trying to build up that sense of community and get people to talk to people who they might not necessarily know. Because that's what networking is all about, is meeting new people. And if you're going to a network event, you're talking to the same five people you talk to at every event you go to. You know, you're not really networking, you're just hanging out with friends. So, with that being said, you know, I'll probably farm that out to my other few co-hosts and let them also take the reins with that. And then the other Instagram account is the Dual Podcast account. And so, you know, as far as Instagram goes, I think it's fine. Twitter, what I did is I actually took my personal Twitter account and I deleted all of my tweets and retweets. I got that idea from a footballer who said that he was going to take, you know, 2019 and focus more on real relationships, like physical relationships versus virtual relationships. So he cleared out all of his tweets and, you know, just posted, like, one last tweet in, like, 2019 about family and friends and meeting new people in person, not about social online engagement. So I left a couple tweets talking about my books and everything else I deleted. I'm not even sure I'm going to pick that Twitter account back up. I've even signed out of it on my phone. You know, it's just going to be, like, whatever. I'm going to sign out of it on Instagram, so when I'm posting photos, they don't go there, you know, things like that. I signed out of it on it doesn't post tweets of that. What I'm going to do is probably sign into the Carthons with David, or Carthons Dave, Twitter, on LinkedIn and Instagram, so that those photos and posts go there to keep building that following up. And yeah, I mean, I'm trying to find a balance, and, you know, when you've got, like, 15 different social media accounts, it's a little tricky. The Reddit and the Blogger, I'm not really going to mess with, because those are all automated. I've got those all set up for me, and this and that. So it doesn't really matter, because I'm not actually doing anything with them. I'm just letting them do it on Tumblr. I'm just letting them do their things. Every time a new episode on the show gets posted out, the RSS feed pings if this and that, and if this and that sends out posts about the episode to all three of those sites. I'll probably do the same thing with my Facebook page as well for the show. I think I've got that set up as well. So my Facebook page, every time a new episode comes out, it pings as well. So I don't really have to worry about those. Those are on autopilot. Yeah, they're doing their thing. So really all I was really working on, and I was spending so many hours of my day keeping up with, was Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. It's just like, God, you know, I'm wasting so much time keeping up with all of this, with these multiple accounts. You know, it's not like I have a problem keeping up with social media or, like, responding to people. You know, I'm definitely all about engagement and making sure that everybody knows that I appreciate their comments and their feedback and things like that. But when people start emailing me, I'm like, oh gosh, I need to email them back. And I'm like, I don't really have time to email them back because I've got, you know, all this other stuff to keep up with. And, you know, I'm like, no, emailing and actually having human conversations is more important than trying to figure out what the heck, you know, kind of engagement I'm getting. So, you know, I'm trying to make sure I focus more on that. I'm a stat guy. I really am. Nothing makes me happier than looking at stats and sheets. I love just figuring out percentages and stuff like that. I don't know why. It's kind of like a standard thing for me. So, sometimes I have a tendency to get really deep. And I get off in my own world, and it's, you know, 4 hours past, and it's like, okay, let this go. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do this year, is focus on my focus, to really get out there and, you know, shave off the stuff, cut loose the stuff that's not really working, that's not really gaining me engagement. Like, for instance, I did a book advertisement on Twitter. A tweet about my book, excuse me, I don't think I have a box, went out to over a million different Twitter users, over a million, and it translated into absolutely zero success. You know, and there was very little engagement on it. Maybe between all of the ads that went out to all of their different social media accounts, probably 7 or 8 likes and 4 or 5 retweets out of a million people that saw it. So, kind of like, yeah, Twitter advertising is really, you know, and it's weird because there's so many authors that tweet about their books and tweet all the time, and I was like, well, maybe this is working for them, so I'm going to try it. So I'm like, okay, well, I saw this ad company. It's pretty reasonable. It's $1. Came out to be $1 a tweet. So I got 10 tweets. You know, each tweet went out to, you know, right around 100,000 people from each. Because they have different Twitter accounts with huge followings. And so they get out in front of a million people total. And, you know, if I even just sell enough to copy of the book to pay for the ad, it'd be worth it. You know, because, hey, if I make $10, cool. I'll run another ad for a different book, and I'll see that if that would make $10, cool, and I'll just keep reinvesting the $10, you picture of the book on Instagram, and then what I did with LinkedIn is I posted a picture of it, and then the first chapter, and it's kind of like pulled from the article. Like, here's the book, and then at the bottom, I put the link to the book my wheels, and I really don't even know if what I'm doing is working or, you know, what's going on, but you can see that. You can see that in the engagement you're getting. You know, Instagram has been huge for my podcast, and for dual podcasts, I hope it's been huge for all of the podcasts that I've advertised, because it's like, you know, I'm getting, like, tons of likes and you know, some comments and stuff from people. I've gotten requests for interviews on my show from Instagram, and, you know, so it's definitely a growing platform, and, you know, I mean, granted, I still get tons of junk mail there as well, so if you are going to message me and want to find out about being interviewed on the show, or any other reason you want to reach out to me, just make sure you preface it, you know, because I get bombarded with ads. I've probably had 50 of them come in since yesterday, you know, just people sending those automated Instagram posts, like, you know, you get 10% off of this product if you buy it through this link, or whatever, you know, stuff like that. So, anyway, you know, once you see that something's definitely not working, though, you know, don't be afraid to cut it. That's the thing that a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs and stuff, you know, they get hung up on trying to make it work instead of giving up and go on it and moving on to something that is working, and spend all these hours just lost, you know, because you can't get that time back. Keep posting, keep posting. And so, you know, with the Twitter accounts, you know, I'll set up, you know, I might end up someday, if they're not doing anything, I'll just, you know, I won't even have them on my phone, so I'll just be like, yeah, whatever comes through, I don't really care. I'll get an email notification if somebody messages me, obviously, but otherwise, you know, I'll just simply leave it to Instagram and let Instagram auto-post to Twitter, and that'll be that, you know, not worry about the rest. So, podcast, and I was getting zero listens whatsoever. I'd stop doing it before I, you know, I'd stop and be like, okay, what happened? What went wrong? You know, why did it suddenly stop receiving listens? And then try and evolve the podcast into something else, or maybe start a new one, you know, that has a totally different premise, you know. So that's the thing, you've got to really focus and put forth effort where you're receiving results. You know, and this is true in nature too, you know. If you're a farmer, and you've got, you know, 7 acres of land that you're going to grow crops on, and I'm just using a small number because I know, you know, generally farmers, to be able to make a living and actually put food on their own table, have to have a lot more land than that. But say you had 7 acres, and one of those acres, no matter what you planted there, nothing would grow at all. You know, that'd be one of those times where it's like, okay, the other 6 acres I'm going to use, this acre of land has obviously got something going on, so I need to stop wasting my time trying to plow it and plant seeds, and I need to figure out what's going on. So then they would bring in somebody to look at the land, check it out, but they sure as heck wouldn't be still planting crops there. And they'd have a guy come in to check the soil, you know, find out what's going on, set up a plan to regroup and maybe use the land later. It could be that it's been overworked because, you know, most land you have to let it rest because of the nutrients and the, you know, the ability for it to grow. Now, granted, with the you know, evolutions in, you know, these types of technologies and nutrients and watering techniques and growing techniques and things like that, you know, that's kind of changed. So back in the day, you know, you could literally have land that would no longer be able to produce that crop because all of the nutrients required for planting that type of crop weren't in the soil because there was just so much that had been drawn out of it by planting that crop over and over and over again. That's why so many Irish people had to emigrate to the United States because they almost starved. And this is not a knock against them because they were doing it out of survival because the British were always coming over and stealing everything that they had. So this is not a knock against Irish people. But they would grow potatoes because the British hated potatoes. So they would grow nothing but potato crops all the time, and they would eat potatoes all the time because the British wouldn't steal them. And, you know, wouldn't take them, they didn't like them, they didn't want them, so they would grow nothing but potatoes. And eventually, it got to the point where the land could no longer grow potatoes. Those nutrients required to grow potatoes just weren't there. And so they went through a really bad famine in the land because they couldn't grow their crop, you know, because, you know, they were just doing it out of survival, and they eventually, you know, had to start leaving Ireland, you know, because it was like, okay, well, we have no food here, we have no way to grow any food, we're sure as heck not going to Britain, because those guys are jerks, and so they started coming to America. And, you know, so that's the same thing, you know, sometimes you just kind of move on, and you gotta step away, and I mean, Ireland is a beautiful country, and everyone I know that's there just seems to be so amazingly proud of living there and having this beautiful, green, you know, countryscape to live in, and the cities seem very, very nice, and, you know, I mean, I'd love to go there one day on a trip by myself just to see it, but, you know, they had a choice. They either had to keep on trying to plant potatoes and, you know, potentially die, you know, instead of giving in to British tyranny, or leave and break away, like we did here in America when we decided decided, like, yeah, we're not really interested in being under your thumb, King George, and we don't like the fact that we have to pay these exorbitant taxes for things that you consider luxuries, like tea. You know, that's not a luxury, that's a drink, and it's, you know, eating and drinking is kind of necessary to humans continuing to live and breathe and things of that nature. So, you know, and that's the thing, is sometimes it comes to that, but the best thing to do is when you see something's not working is to move on and, you know, try something else, you know, try something that works. So, with that being said, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this unfocused episode about focus, and I hope it's helped to give you some focus, or at least let you see how I have come to realize that, you know, going out there and trying to do absolutely everything is not always the best option. So, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day, and as always, Car Thoughts out.
Hey everybody, David here from Car Thoughts with David, and I just want to share some information with you. You guys have heard me talk about finding your way, finding your path, and starting your journey. Well, if you have decided that you want to start your own podcast, you might be thinking, well, David, that's great, but what do I do? How do I do this? You know, what works? What doesn't work, right? Well, I wrote a book, because you can go back and find my episodes where I talk about all this stuff and listen to them, and that's all well and good, but sometimes it's easier just to have it in print where you can just see it, right? So, I wrote the book called Introduction to Podcasting, Lessons Learned, Lessons Shared. You can pick it up on Amazon on Kindle for 99 cents, less than a dollar. What? That's crazy, right? Less than a dollar, you can pick it up on Kindle. If you like to have a print book in your hands and you just like the way it feels, and trust me, I'm looking at this book right now. It's really well printed. I love Kindle publishing. You can pick it up for $5.50. So you can have a physical copy where you can take notes, where you can, you know, keep stuff for quick reference while you're working on creating that awesome epic podcast that I know you're capable of creating. So, by all means, if you're looking for ways, you're looking for advice, Introduction to Podcasting, Lessons Learned, Lessons Share is the book for you. Thank you, guys. And I could not do any of this without your support. So when I say thank you, I mean it. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.